So in 2021, Australians lost an estimated $2 billion to fraudsters. That's an incredible amount, and it was wide and different ways of going about it. Joining us to have a chat about it is the Professor of Cybersecurity Practice, the Edith Cowan University in WA, Paul Haskell-Dowland. Paul, how are we doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Paul, I didn't lose any money to scams. Did you lose any money to scams last year?
No, I personally didn't, but unfortunately an increasing number do each and every year, and the numbers, as you just mentioned, are somewhat eye-watering, and unfortunately most people know somebody somewhere who has fallen victim to these kinds of scams.
Well, you wrote an article in The Conversation recently that highlighted some of the ways that happen. That's what I want to talk about today. So, ransomware and malware. First of all, what are these things?
Ransomware is something that's come along, has been quite prevalent over the last couple of years, and it's something that many of your listeners will have heard about, where a malicious piece of software does get onto a computer, and as a consequence, it then goes through all of your files. And in a business context, this would probably be Word documents and Excel spreadsheets, but it could even be personal content. It could be your photos, for example, all the photos you've taken of your family. And once the malware finds those files, it will then encrypt them. And what that essentially means is it locks them away on the computer in a form that you cannot access. And then they hold the sort of carrot of a key, a magic key to unlock those files, but for a princely sum, and typically paid for in Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency.
Investment scams actually seem to be the highest proportion of where money was been lost. Is that people offering to sell them the Harbour Bridge, that sort of thing?
It covers a whole plethora of types. And when you say that it's quite a big, big problem, $177 million lost in 2021. So it is a huge amount. And when you put that across the number of cases where there is a reported loss, the average loss is over $40,000. So it really does have a big impact on individuals. But it can be just about every kind of conceivable scam involving money. And whilst many of them currently will orient around cryptocurrency, so offering to get you into a scheme by which you can make lots of money for a relatively small deposit, has netted something in the region of $100 million for scam artists. And of course, you've still got all the traditional scams as well, like the Ponzi schemes going on.
And the last thing I want to ask you about, Paul, is identity theft. How does that happen?
So identity theft is again, very much tied into these other kinds of scams. So if you imagine that you have received a text message and it's suggested that you maybe need had a parcel to pick up and you need to create an account on a particular delivery company's website, a lot of people will go along to that site and they'll think nothing of putting in their details. So setting up an account, entering a username and password to set it up. And of course, human nature being what it is, we do tend to use the same password, the same credentials for multiple websites.
Yes.
So straight away, there's a potential pathway there. And then when you add in the financial aspect, where people might be asked to pay a small fee to organize the delivery or to unlock a particular valuable asset that they want to realize through the scam, it then leads into financial scams. So taking out lines of credit, for example, in your name. And you can just imagine the challenges of undoing a credit problem on your own account that was created with your own identity.
In all cases, if you have been scammed, it's best to notify the ACCC and ScamWatch. They obviously are right across all of this.
Absolutely. So ScamWatch should be one of your first ports of call. But depending on the nature of the incident, you may need to contact your bank, your credit card provider, or some other legitimate agency, for example, the ATO, if you've had a tax scam. But it is important to recognize that this does affect everybody. And there's certainly no shame in being scammed. These scams only work because they work. They are very, very effective. And the criminals sitting behind them are highly motivated, highly skilled, highly experienced. And they really put a lot of time and effort into making sure that their scams look good and that we are potentially likely to fall for them. So absolutely no shame in reporting it.
All right. Paul Haskell-Dowland from the Edith Cowan University, thank you very much for having a chat to us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.